We end this segment by noting the death of someone who spent a lifetime trying to keep others from taking their own lives. Edwin Schneidman was a pioneer in suicide prevention. Back in 1958, when the subject of suicide was heavily stigmatized, he created a suicide prevention center in Los Angeles, one of the first in the U.S. Schneidman was a clinical psychologist, and he believed that the destructive impulse to take one's own life could be diffused by a few simple questions. How may I help you? Where do you hurt? Though he was committed to curbing suicides, he also encouraged people to be unafraid of death. In an audio slideshow on the Los Angeles Times website, Schneidman's own words prove that he practiced what he preached.
I'm 90. I don't think I'll be 95, 94. I don't think I'll be 91. I've expressed disappointment at arriving alive at the ER, where I sobbed, really, with disappointment. Oh, damn. It was the perfect time to die. And I believe enough already.
Edwin Schneidman died on Friday. He did reach the age of 91. Lanny Berman joins us now. He's the executive director of the American Association of Suicidology. He was also a friend of Edwin Schneidman's. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
How did he come to this subject? He was the son of a man who owned a department store. How did he become a clinical psychologist and ultimately so fascinated with this topic?
Well, he was working with the Veterans Administration, and the director of the VA asked him for some help in writing condolence letters to two veterans who had died by suicide to their families. And Schneidman needed to understand more about suicide. There wasn't really very much written in those days. So what he did was go down to the coroner's office, and happenstance and serendipity intervened. He was shown a vault, literally, of hundreds, if not thousands, of suicide notes. And as a scientist, he got fascinated, and therein was a career.
One of the things that was interesting, we heard that in the tape, is that he encouraged people to think about death, not to run away from it. Even though he was trying to prevent people from taking their own lives, he was also trying to change the way that people looked at end-of-life issues.
Well, he was the consummate teacher. And one of the things I most respected about him was that he forced you to look at something that most people don't want to look, but did it in a way that invited you into the topic. Most people think, I've been a suicidologist for 40 years, and most people think this must be awfully morose and morbid and difficult. And the reality is, it's fascinating. Death is seductive, and Dr. Schneidman wrote about it as akin to sex. It draws you in. It's the great unknown. It's something we had to understand better in terms of how people move toward affecting their own death when, as he would say, it's going to happen to you.
Dr. Schneidman was fond of saying, no one has to die. It is the one thing that will be done for you. He also did not believe in God. And before we go, I thought it would be interesting to listen to one more quote.
There's no spirit or soul. I will be dead. Get that through your thick head. I'll be dead. And I live, in quotation marks, in my children, in my DNA, in my books, in my reputation. It's as simple as that.
Get that through your thick head. Did that capture him?
That's Ed. What I think is fascinating about his way of thinking that's expressed in that quote is that he understood that when our body is no longer there and our mind is no longer functioning, we exist beyond ourselves, that our reputation sustains, our impact on others sustain. And I know very few people who had that kind of impact on most people I know.
Lanny Berman is an old friend of Dr. Edwin Schneidman. He's the executive director of the American Association of Suicidology. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Edwin Schneidman. He spent his career contemplating death. He passed away last Friday. He was 91 years old. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.